Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should hear, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Broadcasted from there, a recipe even, and I am back to my studio in my house, so I just love that I can broadcast back at home. Again, you're listening to Bonnie Albers. I'm a psychic spirit medium. I am also an RN, a legal nurse consultant, and a life coach, and I love bringing spirit and all kinds of messages to you, but what I love also is just chatting with you. I love to chat metaphysically. I like to bring all kinds of guests to you. I feel they're interesting and can teach all of us something. And today I have the fab, the wonderful the crazy, zany, gorgeous, absolutely phenomenal Queen Z, Susan Z. I'm going to bring her in a minute. She's probably ready to say hello, but I want to just tell you how to find us. Again, you can like me on Blog Talk. You can also find me on BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. You can read my bio and see what I do. But the other thing is I'm starting to do YouTube again. So I'm trying to figure out how to do YouTube and put a show on, like a video or a TV show on, so you get to see my guests. But so please tune in and subscribe to my channel there on YouTube. Again, it's Bonnie Albers On Air. And the other thing that I love, and I hope that all of you do, is I'm on podcasts. So if you go into iTunes or you can go into your podcast button, if you have it on the phone, I know all iPhones have a podcast little app, and go in and put Bonnie Albers On Air. You will be able to download 350 episodes of me. Just think, you can take me forever in your house. And now, with no more waste of time, I am going to introduce you to one of my absolutely adorable friends and fabulous, fabulous peeps, Susan Z. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. Oh, my God. It's like I feel like I have birds and stars floating around my head. You said the nice things about me. And I love the nickname that you gave me, Queen Z. I like that. I mean, really, I like that. And I think Tinkerbell and Queen Z works much better than Lucy and Ethel, because we just couldn't. Yeah, I mean, I realize that, you know, one's ditzy, one's got their feet on the ground, but, you know, we trade places. So we were always, you know, no, I'm Lucy. No, you're Lucy. I'm not Ethel. So I think this works better. Queen Z and Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. I love that. But first, I've got news for everybody. I'm so excited. Queen Z's birthday was yesterday, and you know what that means. I got to sing. So if everybody joins me in chat, happy birthday to you. Oh, no, I'm singing, Susan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan, my Queen Z. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Hi.
Oh, my God. You sound like everybody in my family. I mean, Annabelle, who, of course, Annabelle and Brenda are,
yes,
are part of your show, the mother and daughter psychic. They are my cousins. And Annabelle helped raise me. She's our psychic matriarch of our family. And she left me a singing birthday yesterday. And I have to say, I do believe, Bonnie, that you are correct, that you are a part of our family just because of your vocal cords.
Thank you. I knew I initiated myself somewhere in there. So I'm glad.
Yes.
Being a part of your family is crazy, zany, and super psychic. It would be an honor and a pleasure to be part of you all. Although, if you don't initiate me, I'd initiate myself anyway. So.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's definitely some soul DNA there. Absolutely.
I agree. Well, Susan, I want everybody to know that you finally have your birthday wish after all these fabulous years that you've been on this earth plane. You've got to spend it with the people that you've been longing for. And I wish you would tell us just a little bit about that before we go into talking about what goes bump in the night. So please go ahead.
And yes. Well, I guess I want to share with everyone that's listening that if you have a goal or a dream that you know that is your heart's desire, that you really have to surrender to it and know that your higher self is making the arrangements behind the scenes, and wherever it is that you end up in and what you're doing and being in the now moment, you have to be accepting of that. I, for 4 years, maybe even five, my goal and desire was to move from the East Coast to the West Coast to be closer to my daughter and my granddaughter in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I mean, my higher self took me here, took me there, took me here, took me there, to this delay, that delay. And each time, it's really true, we make plans, God laughs. But what I realized,
or I do,
that each place that I ended up in that during that process is that I was in the now moment. I was helping people along the way. I was closing soul contracts. And when the time was right, I didn't really know where I was going to get the expensive funds to get me here and move me here. Out of the clear blue sky, I got a phone call from an attorney, and a spinster aunt left me an inheritance.
That was amazing. That was so amazing.
I saw so many miracles along this surrendering. And was I impatient and frustrated? Yes. 4 years seemed like a long time.
And honey, I was with you a few of those years.
Yeah, I was there with me part of it. But I just want to remind everyone, don't give up on your dream. And that know that all prayers are answered if you just surrender to the now moment and just say, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. Show me why, and move me on to the next part. But I absolutely know without a doubt that the love that I have in my heart is going to come true. For those out there that are looking for partners and love, you know, to come into your life, it's about falling in love with yourself first. And that's what I had to learn how to do, to know that I deserved to get what I want, what I so deeply wanted. So that is my birthday message that I want to share with everyone.
That is so beautiful, Susan. And, you know, Tinkerbell came and spread a little fairy dust over you. And after I delivered those fairy dust all over you, I want to tell you, here's my gift to you. All your dreams and wishes will come true. And then I'm going to have to say it was in divine timing, as we all don't like to hear. But may your wishes and dreams and deepest desires be sprinkled on top of you, and forevermore you realize all of them. So that's my gift, I hope, to you.
Oh, well, I'll take it. Yeah.
You got it. Well, listen, can you please tell everybody, we've got a lot of people on today, but I there's a few things I want to share with everybody and talk about, but the one thing I want you to do is tell everybody first who you are, what you do, how to get a hold of you. And, you know, I can gush and brag because you don't, but you're probably the best tarot reader that I have ever come across. And I am telling you, besides being an Akashic medium, which is so rare, that any gift that Susan brings to you is so incredibly done with clarity, with the best of heart. And I mean, you can't beat what she brings. So Susan, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Okay. Can you talk for just about one more minute? And I have a little situation here going on in my house. So, yeah, I know you can talk. So go talk.
Yes, I can. Oh, you know, okay. I'd like to tell everybody, too, about who's coming tomorrow. I have a special guest. And usually I bring that up in the beginning of the show. So thank goodness Susan left. So I get to tell you. I have William Stillman coming. He's a psychic medium from Hershey, Pennsylvania. He was on the show once before. We had so many people, and he didn't get to talk. Wait a minute, I'm talking. He absolutely will astound you. He is an expert in psychic and autism. He's written about 15 books, 10, 8, something like that. You can go to his website, williamstillman.com. You can see what he does. He's a handsome, very articulate, very interesting and nice and very talented spirit medium who is in the middle of his, I don't know how many books. that's coming out in the springtime on spirit and clearing what negative and positive spirits you encounter. It's going to be something so different than what he's written before, but he is going to be on the show tomorrow to bring all his knowledge to you. So please join us at 1 o'clock for William Stillman. Hi, Susan!
Hi! Sorry about that. We just needed to get a little message given to me.
Right. You probably had to go to the bathroom, and that
message. Not that kind of. Yeah, not that kind of message. It was like a corporeal message, someone in the body.
Yes. Yes, okay. I believe that.
Well, I wanted to tell everyone a little bit about what it is that I do. I'm basically I'm a life coach. I'm an author. I wrote the book Soul Window, Secrets of the Divine, which is on Amazon.com, which connects our life stages, both spiritually and in the reality of day-to-day of why it is that you're going through what you're going through. I also
Bonnie downloaded that one.
Didn't know her, but she made me do all the work. Yes,
so please buy the book. Please buy the book, because then Bonnie's downloads get to be like so super cool. But I don't say that to many people about many books, as I do feature a lot of artists. This one I do absolutely non-equivocally think this is the best book that bridges the gap between the physical reality and the spirit reality, because it actually mimics what we go through physically, because I'm a nurse, through the different hormonal changes. And then Susan, with me helping, LOL, downloaded all of this into the spirit changes. And it is the coolest thing I've ever read, and I use it even in my practice. So everybody, I don't even think it's that much money. Please go and get it. It would be a great Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa gift. And you will read it more than once, I assure you. And I've given so many copies away that I've had to order more from Susan. So, okay, Susan, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for the push on my book. I mean, she does it so much better than I do. I keep it short and sweet because unlike Bonnie, very adept about it, talking about myself and my accomplishments. So
she's a Libra.
Bonnie just jumps in there. Oh, step aside, So So here I do readings. I use tarot, spiral tarot. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, empathic. I open, I'm an Akashic medium. I have the ability to open your Akashic soul records. I also have a website that has many holistic products on there, empowered thinking hypnosis CDs that change your belief systems about love, self-esteem, and I've used them in my therapy practice for almost 20 years, and they absolutely do work. And let's see.
Are they going to be all on MP3 so that if they buy them from you, it's like immediate. Don't you download the file?
I'm actually working on that right now with my webmaker to move them, because right now you have to buy them in CDs and then you have to transfer them from your computer on Windows to an MP3 file and then download them. So you have to do the work. And so my webmaker is, we're going to add a link that the CDs will, the whole program, Empowered Thinking, will be available on an MP3 file. So that should probably be coming up within this month within a month. And we're working on that right now. And I've added some new products to my website. You got to go check it out. It's like I've got this new LipoSlim fat burning cell product. That, honey, it'll make you skinny. I am not kidding you. I don't put any product on my website.
I have to buy that.
That I don't 100% believe in. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's phenomenal. So, on the show, what I do with Bonnie is I do open your Akashic Soul Records, which is your
life. And I fly in there.
Yeah, and the tools. But we also, both Bonnie and I, we also take psychic questions during the show. So, you know, whatever you want to call in and chat with us. And usually we come up with a topic that we want to talk about. Most of the time we talk about the soul windows, you know. But this time, this show, because we're getting close to Halloween, and this week and probably next Monday, we're going to talk about things that go bump
in the night. Does anything go bump? Can I ask you?
Yeah, if anybody out there wants to share an experience that they've had in terms of ghosts or other encounters, that like scared the bejesus out of them, or they felt that they'd been touched by someone who had passed over or given message, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something, Susan. I got to ask you before we actually get to the phone line. Let me ask you a question. What goes, you know, can you describe for me when I say what goes bump in the night, what hits you first? And also tell us what your favorite Halloween costume is. And while I'm asking questions so I can get it all in at once.
I'll tell you what I'm going as this Halloween. I'm going as the Dark Fairy. I'm over the light and sweetness. I decided that this year I'm going as the Dark Fairy. Don't flip and mess with me.
I love that.
I've got a purple wig, and I've got a glittery little dress and black wings, and I'm going to put, sparkle, black and purple all over, my face and body, and and wearing high leather boots over my knee. And it's like, I'm a fairy.
You got those from me. You got those from me.
That's true.
Well, listen, I just wanted to ask you, when you feel, because I've got some people who are going to want to talk to you and me, I hope, what goes bump in the night for you?
I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with that, because I think Annabelle shared some of the experience of when they were on about me being attacked by a poltergeist when I was a teenager. But ever since I was a kid, I was kind of like this open light for other dimensional beings to just mess with me. And for many, many years, I'd wake up with faces staring at me in the face, right in my face, touching me, pulling me off the bed. They would find me when I was 7, 8 years old, out of my bed in another room, mummied in my blankets and sheets, and my bed completely made. So I didn't have a very pleasant experience as a child, but now I was almost 40 years old before one of my teachers basically just said, okay, you're having a blonde moment here, Susan. You are an amazing.
Remember, I'm blonde, okay? I'm blonde. Okay,
we'll take a pass.
I'm kidding.
And it's like, and they said, you're amazingly gifted and very intelligent, but this is your realm. And if you are being harassed by beings from another dimension, here's the rules. You tell them to get the hell out. This is your life and your room. And it works. I mean, it may take a few times, and now I still attract them. I live in a house that we have a male ghost here that loves women. And when
as long as he doesn't make you naked, we're okay with that.
I don't care. What's he going to do, right? And it's like, we had a young girl staying here. And he just loved her. And when she was getting ready to leave, he got very angry and started banging doors and locking the cat in the attic. And usually, I am either the first line or the last line. He couldn't get anybody's attention, and so the last one is that he scratched me on my neck. He raked me on my neck. I mean, it was like claw marks, you could see. And that's when I put my foot down. And basically I just said to him, okay, we put two and two together that he was upset that Annette was leaving. And I told him, I said, if you ever touch me like that again, I will exercise your ass out of this house. And he calmed down. And Yeah, once she moved, everything kind of went back to normal. But I see a shadow every so often. I think he's kind of like a lonely old guy here, and so he doesn't bother us much. But he was very upset when Annette was getting ready to leave, and nobody could understand, and so he went after me. And that's happened to me quite a few times. Now, in the past, it would have been like, oh my God, it's like, I'm so scared. What do? Type of thing. And you just have to, put your big girl panties on and say, look, get out. And I also have a wonderful
you
prayer.
You have the power.
Well, in prayer, what I do is that, whoever you pray to, I happen to like, I know Bonnie's Jewish, so she doesn't go there, but it's like I happen to like Jesus, and I call upon him.
And he likes you too. I mean, I hope he likes all of us.
I just say, in their name and in my higher self, it's like surround me, protect me. And tell them to get the hell out. It's like you're not welcome there. And that goes for people that you love too, very kindly, because, sometimes people that you love to touch you and to.
Oh, and I love that, Susan. I love that. I'm over here.
You do, but it's always when I'm sleeping, and that's when I was attacked the most when I was a kid. And my cats come and make on me all the time, and I have to tell them, no biscuits on me, just go sleep in the corner of the bed. And they stop, and I can literally feel the depression of where they go down to the end of bed. So they visit me on a regular basis. So it's not always about that, someone is, upset.
Terrorizing
and frustrated.
You.
Yeah, and needs for you to listen to them. It's, a lot of times people that really care about you. But, I mean, it's you're sound asleep and, someone's stroking your face. I mean, you and I talked to somebody the other night, and I went,
You aren't the only one that had that happen. First, I would like to say, because I haven't seen him on the show lately. Hi, Glenn. You are so welcome here, buddy. Glad to see you in chat with everyone else. But, oh, my goodness, Glenn, it has been forever. And I just love you. You know that. But I have to tell you something. I so agree with what you're saying about people who come and just want to, let you know they're there. I love that. I could be up all night with that. Of course, mine is in songs, and then they all laugh at me. But, with you, with the spooning, my girlfriend called. She was just on the show, Candace, and she had the same thing happen to her, but he's still alive. And what happened was, now they're back together. This is the coolest thing. When she called me, I said, yeah, that was him. And there is something missing that you're not finishing. So I think you need to call him, even just to meet for coffee. And sure enough, she did. She just broke her hip and leg, and I don't know. She's, thank goodness, listening to the show since she's not running around. But they came to a lot of resolve about different things. But she had the same experience you did. She could have sworn he was in the room with his leg over her, spooning her. Is that like crazy? Yours is still alive too, so far that you know.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you one thing. There's not going to be any reconciliation here.
I know. Hey, look, I know that, but never say never. Could be that he's transitioning.
But it was interesting. That was the same thing. Absolutely.
So, well, I'm going to get to the phone lines if you're okay. But, you know, I do want to tell everybody Halloween is a fun time. In fact, I just watched, and I hated it, but I just watched American Horror Story, or American Horror Show called Freak Show. It was the worst one they've done yet. And I watch it because my family, you know, is so into this. Funny is, all of them never celebrated Halloween. But I think, and there was a reason for it. You got to watch the show if you do. But I love Halloween. I used to come as the same thing. Like Susan says, she's going as this fairy. I used to go all the time as the wife of, well, I used to go as a female vampire. And I would have the whole costume. So I love that. Here I'm a little light fairy. Ah, I want as that dark vampire. But anyway, Susan, are you ready? Glenn is sending us oodles and oodles of endless love to me and you, Susan. Glenn, my heart, all of my heart and everything goes out to you. You know I adore you. I wish that you were on, and I wish I could see you when I'm in New York. I have tickets to downtown New York. I'm going to leave on the 19th of December, and I have no ticket to go home because I don't know when I'm going home. So if you are downtown, I just couldn't make the reservation coming back. So I am going to be there for a while. I know my husband and dog will miss me, and my son, he won't miss me because he thinks I give him too many rules. But that's too bad. So okay, I am going to go to the first caller. Why is that? Do you know? I can never figure that out. Anybody in chat that's listening, when you have a kid that's living home. And you have rules, and then they're adult kids, like young adult kids. You know, don't you think you should have, they should be like happy that they're living in your house with rules? I never could figure that out. And you know me, I'm not a rule person anyway.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these kids, you know, I mean, everything's so different. You know, kids have to now work through entitlement, you know, and it's, I don't know if it's feeling like that you're neglected and invisible is worse than entitlement, but it's they're both a mountain to climb when you're like in your young years.
I agree. Glenn is on the line, and I am so excited. So I am going to pick Glenn up. Glenn, what's your first three? Type it in so I can pick you up. I'm waiting for Glenn. Okay, here we go. Okay, I am so excited. This is a guy you read for, Susan, probably the first. I don't even remember. It was pretty close to the first few shows that we were doing Akashic Records. So, Glenn!
Bonnie, how are you?
Oh,
hi,
my goodness. Hi! Now, Susan, he is saying hello to me. He can love you later. Just give me a second.
Oh, see what I mean about entitlement? I mean, it's just, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Well, I saw your post on Facebook what today's topic was going to be, and I said, that's my favorite topic. I have to listen. I have to call in.
I want to know, Glenn, what goes bump in the night for you?
Well, okay. I'll say this in about 1 minute. I hate scary movies. And about a year ago, my partner was Netflixing all these movies based documentaries based on serial murderers.
Oh.
And I don't, you know, serial murders from the past, like Ted Bundy and a few others. And I can't remember the one murderer's name. He was the guy that also was a painter. He made paintings of clowns, I think, from Long Island.
I
know his name. Oh, I know.
Scary.
You're
well,
not
let
letting
you
me
story.
Love him, Susan. Okay,
so
go ahead. No.
We watched the movie. We watched the movie, and I was just terrified. I hate movies like that, especially because I'm an empath, and I can really feel the pain and the emotion of the victims. And the next day, I was home alone, and I went to meditate in the middle of the afternoon. I had my eyes closed. And all of a sudden, I literally felt a dark presence in my space, and my body went cold and numb, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I opened my eyes, and I just felt this black thing go past me. And I was really, really frightened. I did not like it at all.
Honey, that's a good one to go that you have as a story to go bump in the night. You know, somebody just was on the show. In fact, he's on tomorrow, and he says, and he's probably like an exorcist. He says, and Susan's probably going to agree, that when you bring those scary movies in, especially if you're an empath, you're allowing some of that energy to come. But really, what's crazy is my family watches them all, and thank goodness, I just want to say this, but I don't want to make any spirit angry. I don't have that around. So the thing is, and if they do, I mean, you know, I'm kind of like Susan, it's going to be get the heck out of here. So the thing is that I'm glad you brought this up, Glenn, because by the way, since you're an empath, can you feel the love from Susan and I?
Are you kidding? It's just wraps around me like a blanket, like I'm cloaked in it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, we love you. But I do have to say thank you for bringing this up, because that's why we talk about things. There's a lot of people who think that they don't understand like why things are staying in their home. Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy that's going to come on tomorrow, because he's writing a book about this, says that if you're still going to do the behavior and not protect yourself, they're still going to come. So if your partner still likes those movies, what you just have to do, because they're everywhere, is that, and my family loves them for some reason, is you're going to have to just protect yourself, as you know, because otherwise, you know, you're still going to allow that black entity to walk right past you again. But they walk past you because you know what kind of energy you portray. And guess what? I think Susan told you. So I don't think you have to worry about that at all, Glenn.
Yes, and I can tell you that was the last time we ever watched one of those movies, because that was it. I have never had that experience. I don't ever want to have that experience. And I really felt like it was – what did you say his name was, Casey?
Yeah.
Okay. I really felt like it was his dark presence, because I was – the night before, it just scared the bejesus out of me, and I had that same
– Yeah. And you
I had that same reaction.
And that's stuff they prey on. That's why I always tell everyone, it's like when you feel like that you're under attack by the other side, it's like you just need to, you know, put your big girl panties on or your big boy pants and just, you know, call on all the light, because light always wins.
Absolutely, Susan.
Yeah, because there is only light. Darkness is the absence of it, and you must remember that.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I agree with you.
I love that. Glenn, tell me, because I'm so excited I haven't talked to you. You do say some really profound things, Susan. That's why I love you on the show.
The thing that I have a problem with a lot of the horror shows, like I like a good ghost story. I mean, but the only ghost stories that I like are the ones there was a movie called it's actually based on a real event called The Conjuring. It is the scariest ass movie I've ever watched about this
Glenn,
this,
you and I will not be watching that, because I can't take those movies.
I mean,
not at all.
She was so evil. But they called in very spiritual exorcists, and they won. They exorcised her from the woman and the house. Now, I always like a happy ending. I don't like any horror stories or ghost stories that, you know, that you think that, you know, like in Poltergeist, when the little munchkin goes, this house is clean. And then, and then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. It's like, no.
That's just what your definition of clean is, Susan. That's all she was talking
about. Yeah.
So, Glenn, what costume are you going out in this year in?
Oh, I'm just not a costume guy. But you know what? Halloween is my favorite holiday of all time. My favorite day of the year. Absolutely, hands down.
Yeah, wait a minute. You just can't not go in costume. I mean, well, I don't either anymore, but I used to. Don't you have like a costume party or you open the door with your costume on?
I don't.
Well, here, I'm going to give you a costume, okay? First,
right.
You need to go get a sheet from your closet and tie it in a knot at the top, okay? So pull
okay.
it over your shoulder, tie it in a knot at your top, get a pin and start pinning it down. Get another sheet and braid it and tie it around your waist. Put a little hat on and wear gold, gold thongs, and then answer the door.
That looks like it would be like a Roman emperor. Is that yes?
Yes. Or Jesus could have been like that too. You never know. So the thing is that you could go as that. Because I see you, I could see it on you, and it's in your house. So, except you might have
yes.
to get like the gold crown. Like, it's a gold, like a thing with leaves. So, it is kind of like more of a Greek god. And with
yeah.
your, I just see that. And so, I think that would be a great costume.
Okay, you know what? I'll even take you up on the challenge. I will do it, and I will post the photo out on Facebook just to show
yes.
you that I was.
Oh my God, yes, do
we
that.
We love
yeah.
that. So, here's the challenge since Glenn took it. Anybody listening, please get dressed up in your fave costume, even if it's just for a sec. Take some pictures, post it on Facebook. You all know what my Facebook is. And let's see who.
Bonnie, did you put your Facebook back up again, or did you? Are you still have it?
You know, that's another debate thing. Glenn should know that he's still there.
I can't post it on Facebook if it's not up.
Listen, I didn't take you or Glenn off, and I didn't take a lot of people off, but I did take some people off. I went through that thing with Mercury retrograde, and Glenn couldn't handle all the Facebook. They were telling me to take it off, and it's probably the lower energies that were, hanging out. And so I was so obsessed, I wanted to take Facebook off. So I tried. It kept coming back. Every time I deleted it, it said on my page, welcome to Facebook. And then I looked. So then what I thought was this, I am going to beat this. I'm going to just remove everybody. So I started going through it and I go, oh, I can't remove him. Oh, no, I can't remove her. And so it turned out I took about half the people off, but not because I didn't want them. It's because I didn't, I was getting feedback of people I didn't really know all, and I left all my mediums and psychics on, so and my friends. So I have to, I guess, build my Facebook back up. Anyway, if anybody was on Facebook
yeah,
and I
like
took them
Facebook
off, just refriend me, which I could tell you. So
yeah,
I refriend me.
Metaphysical and psychic friends,
yeah.
and you become friends with them, and then they're friends of their friends, and it's like as it kind of goes down the line, they get more bizarre, and so and then you start seeing
yeah.
postings on her Facebook, and the thing how to do that is that you just click on them, and they can be your friend, and you just not follow them, and you unfollow them, and then their postings, their friends of friends of friends of postings don't end up on your
okay.
page.
Well, you're going to have to teach me. So let me hear what you're doing, Glenn, before we move on, but what are you doing? Are you still working, and what work are you doing? What's your new project?
Yep, I'm going to be launching a new book next year for 2016. This year, I am still, I have my holistic practice. I have my holistic practice, and I do probably 50% of my work is private clients, and 50% of my work is in nursing homes, compassion end of life care using holistic services.
Oh, you are putting so many great notches on your belt on the doorway.
I don't even think he needs them, to tell you the truth. I think he's got them. I think he's just down here like cherries on the tree type thing. But okay, go ahead.
It's funny you said that because I jokingly tell people that when it's my time to transition, I'm going to have hundreds and hundreds of people to receive me because I've helped hundreds of people transition.
Oh, honey, you'll have so many. You'll have so many you won't know them, just like Facebook.
Exactly.
But that's okay. They love you, and when you go home, you'll recognize all of them. So I don't believe...
Such- I was going to say, it's so incredible to use my holistic services and really bring down the emotional pulse of the person before they're passing, like to make them feel more at ease, take away the fears, the worries, the anxieties, the stressors, to take away the resistance, and just to get them in that spot where it's like, okay, I could do that. I'm ready now. And it's so cool.
That is so cool, Glenn, and what a gift that you have. So I just can tell you that not many have that gift and can form that trust bond at crossing or before they cross. And I love that you came with that gift, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am going to have to put some other people on, but
yes,
I want to tell you that this has been too long. And please keep in touch and call us. We love to hear. I want to put your holistic practice on. I want you to talk about it. Call. Let's put you on, okay?
Most definitely. Thanks so much, ladies. Great talking to you.
You're welcome. Love you. And by the way, have a great Halloween. I'll wait for that picture.
Did you have a question, Glenn?
Did you have a question?
Unless you're just arbitrarily picking anything up, I really don't know if I have a question per se. Are you picking up on any?
Gee, Bonnie, can you give him a question to ask?
usually I can. It's either about, go ahead, Glenn, because I feel like you're pretty good in all realms of life. I think that you would be grabbing for straws at this point. I feel like your love life is pretty even keel. So that means I don't see any big jumps of this and big jumps of that. I feel that your home life, and you do have a home, and you have you have children, or you have a child. Mm-hmm. And I think that is really, really going well. I think that, I pick up the love, so much love between you and it's your son. And I don't feel any, I think what I'm hearing is he's getting older and maybe he doesn't need you as much.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that maybe bothers you a little, but I don't feel any angst there. And about your income and what you do, I feel like you always have a big stake in the heart that you put out, meaning your book and what you do. You're compassionate about it and you worry, but it's absolutely going phenomenal and it will continue. And that's what I'm picking up for you.
Thank you. And when you say the angst of him getting older, you mean my son?
Yes.
Yes. I did actually go through that process earlier this year when, he was just finishing up 10th grade, going to 11th, and he's my only son. And I was freaking out a little bit, saying, oh, my God, we got to do all these things before he graduates, because then he goes to college, and then things really change.
Yeah.
I had to really work out that anxiety, and I did.
Yeah.
And now I'm just taking the day by day with him.
I feel the love that you have for him. Now, Susan, you can, when I'm done here, you can jump in if you need to. But I feel that he already knows he has your support. And then they're showing me that trial and tribulation, meaning that he's got to go through some things that you might not want him to, but he's got to go through them in order to make his notch in life. And so, you got to get over a little about the angst about him and wanting everything to be perfect at the perfect time, because that's really not life. And he's walking a life path that you kind of feel already. And don't want any tripping over for him, but that's not life. But I feel like everything's going to be fine, and I see you backing off just a little bit. So, Susan, do you have anything for Glenn?
Well, I have to agree with here's a psychic cop out. I have to agree with everything that Bonnie just said.
Yeah, well, I agree with what you say, because usually we see, and believe me, if we didn't, we wouldn't be here. I can tell you that.
That's a psychic version of duh.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
well, I'm gonna
go ahead.
But I totally agree. What I'm feeling is that come around the first of the year, You're going to get a new inspiration of it's something that the desire that you've kind of been wanting to do but can't figure out how to fit it in or how to get it started or how to, like, make it work in your life along with everything else. I think after the, around the first of the year, there's going to be an opportunity for you to go, oh, why didn't I think of this first?
Excellent. Thank you. And I do agree with both of you. I mean, really, things are really smooth, really great, and I give thanks and praise every day for my life.
Oh, that's fabulous. And I will see you. I'm coming in the 19th. So look for dates because I don't have any to go home. Look for dates
okay.
if you want to come down and if you want to come down to the city and see everything because, like, that's really cool. I come up where you are, but the city is just so cool at Christmas. So, or, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas. So I just, you know, make a plan to see, you know, keep in touch and we'll make it work.
Most definitely. And I'm going to tune into the rest of the show. And I know there's a lot of other callers waiting.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, Glenn. We love you. Bye.
Bye, Glenn.
Bye.
Oh, I just love him. I haven't seen Glenn in so long, and I just thank everybody for giving us the opportunity. I'm going to pick up 281 because she asked if she could come on. Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Candy. Hi. Wait, what goes bump in the night, Candy, quickly?
What goes bump in the night? A little
yes.
story? From my
yes,
old apartment.
Oh, my God, yes.
I had a very active apartment that we lived in for 11 years, and I had these, like, black little fur bully things that would run in between my legs, and I'd have to check to make sure it wasn't my black kitty doing
Did
it.
Did you have any of them, Susan?
So
go
that's
ahead.
One of the things. That's one of the many things that happened there.
Hey, Susan, do you pick up what they were?
That was running between her legs?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
The black little furry things.
Actually, you know, the first place that I was going to say, you know, immediately you want to say cat, but I actually I'm picking up that maybe that this might be a little a dog.
Okay.
The thing is I don't think it belongs to you. That it wants to belong to you. And
okay.
And it made sure that it touched your skin as it
yes.
as it, yeah, so that you knew that it was coming in and it likes to do that. It likes to, like, make figure eights. You know, like that. Have you ever felt that, like, in, out,
yes,
in,
out? That's exactly what it did. It'd run in and out between my legs, and I'd have to make sure that it wasn't Percy. And Percy was usually sleeping somewhere.
Yeah,
that's
it's just it just wants to let you know that it's there, and the energy I pick up is very. Young and very playful, almost so that it cast in the spirit, almost in the puppy stage, is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Oh, Susan, you're going to make us cry, okay? So hurry up and figure this one out because I'm going to cry. Okay.
Bump in the night, yeah.
Bump in the night. I love that bump in the night because that's a beautiful story. That's a fabulous
mm-hmm.
story.
That's,
especially
that's a good one. I mean,
that's a good one. Yeah, the other bump
yeah,
in the night you weren't thrilled with, I could feel.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
And I also
Is Candy the spooner?
No, this isn't the spooner.
Oh, I thought it Candy was the spooner.
No, the other spooner is hopefully home resting because she fell and broke her hip. So she was really sweet.
That's what she said. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to tell you that I wrote a article for Psychic Insight magazine for the month of September, October, and November. And it's called The Mysterious Happenings of the Month of October, and it talks about black cats and cauldrons and witches' brooms and pumpkins.
Oh, I love that.
Like that.
I love that. That's fabulous. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I can't wait to read it. When does it come out? When's Jerry's New Mag coming
out? It's already out. It came out in September.
Oh, that's
so
right.
The one that's out right now. It's in there.
Okay, I am going right towards it because I thought I had it, but, you know, I keep reading it and reading it and reading it, and because he had to send it to me. I couldn't download it in that format, so that's why. So everybody, go to Jerry's, you know, what's it under? PsychicInsightMagazine.com and download
right.
I think it's his fourth edition, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's
the fourth edition.
This is Jerry's Magazine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I put an article in there last month, too. I said I definitely want to read yours, yes.
Okay, well, honey, can you? I know you have a question for Susan, so go ahead.
Yes.
Go for it.
I'm going to have Susan open up my Akashic records for me today.
Oh, absolutely. And anybody that plays with ghost puppies, it's got to be interesting.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing that I am going to ask you is how old you are, Candy.
I'm 56.
5'6", okay.
Right.
You are in the Soul Window, Cry on Return, which, of course, this started for you probably about maybe 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. I think when you hit your 50th, a little bit of rumbling, I heard 49. But during these years, you've really done a total revamp on your engine, on your life engine.
Yes.
You don't view yourself the same way. You don't view your life the same way. Things that and what I pick is that you have the same imprint that I do. I learned this the hard way, is that you must never, ever say, I'm not ever going to do that. Because inevitably it comes
and
up.
And you need to say what I say. I can do everything, always.
Yeah. It's, oh, no, I'm not interested in that. Oh, no, I would never think about doing that. Oh, no, that's not for me. Don't say that. Because you have the same chip and imprint that I do, and that is for some reason, and maybe it's queen energy because you have that, that the universe responds to it and says, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, you're doing it. And it might not be with ease and grace, but it's like, God, you know, I can't believe that, you know, I'm actually doing this, and that's because I said, no, I will never, ever do that, or I'm not interested, and there it is. So just wanted to give you a heads up, girlfriend.
Yes.
So,
if I even say the words, I want this.
Yes.
No.
Be careful what you ask for. Yes, absolutely. Okay.
But I ask for all kinds of things, and I don't get. Come on, I ask. Be careful what I ask for, because I might get it. I want it, so keep coming. I keep asking. I want it, and I'm not getting it. Well,
honey, that's because you never stop asking. I mean, they can't just come up the list.
That's true. You know me.
Think about this. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, what do you do for a career, or what have you done for a career in the past?
What I have done for a career in the past, I have worked in several, factories. I have worked at fast food places, and I worked at a nursing home.
Okay. What were the first two? You warbled on me.
Factories. First one was factories, and then fast food restaurants.
Okay.
Well, you're not telling her what, Susan. Don't you want to know what she does now?
I want to know everything that she's done. What do you do now?
Well, you know,
she's done in the past.
I'm an angel communicator, card reader, psychic medium.
Okay, so you're in metaphysics, right?
Right.
Oh gosh, well,
how long have you been doing
that? Leave that one out.
All my life, but I came out of the closet 2 years ago.
Okay, so
the metaphysical.
So you you're saying that you came out 2 years ago?
Yes. Yes. Right. I met okay. it quickly, but go ahead. Not that it matters.
Okay. Came out of the closet 2 years ago, folks.
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Woo-hoo! And what do you consider your gifts?
Kindness, open heart. I give my shirt off my back to anybody if they needed it. Things like that.
Okay. Okay. And now, what is it that you like about yourself? What is it that you love about yourself? I'm going to use that word.
I'm extremely caring towards pets.
Say that again.
Extremely caring towards pets.
Bonnie, can you tell me? I can't pick that up.
What she loves about herself, Susan, is that she is, in her words, extremely caring about pets and animals.
Okay. That's what I thought she said, but I just wanted to be sure. that's like, because now I've got something rubbing against my leg.
Bring it over. It may be my dog that I feel so guilty about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's see what we've got here. And I want to, before I give this information, I would just like to once again explain to our listening audience and also for Candy that how I do this is it's not just about, I'm going to open a book and I'm going to read it. These questions that I ask, basically, they begin a vibration from the emotions of your answers, and they're like combination locks that go click, 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 click. I can see the book. I cannot read the book because it is in glyphs that I don't know what they are. So basically what they do is they give me visuals, and there's two parts to it. And they as above, so below. And the top part is always the tools that you came in with, and they'll give me a visual. And the bottom part is the foundations that you're working on in this life that you bring from past life imprints that the soul says, this is what I want to accomplish in this life. So, the first thing, this is upside down. I really thought this was going to be the other way around, but who knows.
Just come out with it, Susan.
I don't like riddles. I mean, I hate them. And of course,
I don't like them either. But they get
my heart spirit. It does this in riddles. So like ha ha. The first thing that I see in terms of your tools is a witch's hat. Okay, and there's stars all around it, and a wand that is shooting out hearts. Okay, that's kind of obvious, but I'm going to explain to you it's not so obvious. All right, and the bottom foundation here is basically what I'm seeing here is fire. Okay, I'm just burning fire. That's all I'm seeing. It's like a river of fire, like a volcano spouting. So this is what I'm picking up with you, okay? First of all, the tools, I've said this before with other Akashic readings is that, this looks so obvious, blah, blah, blah type of thing. But nothing is ever straight on when they're trying. The witch's hat, is symbolic of, someone that deals with the unseen, all right? And this particular hat has all of this energy flowing all around it. So basically what the hat is telling me is that the hat is an illusion. The witch's hat is an illusion. The energy is coming from whoever the hat is placed on, all right? So what it's telling me here is that part of your tools is that you don't give yourself enough credit for where these gifts come from, that that you know, either you're using, you believe that you have to do this in order to make this happen, or that maybe you have asked for, you know, show me how to do this, or teachers, or and it's all there. It's always been there. The wand that is spouting out these iridescent hearts is basically what your magic is that it's your heart. It doesn't have anything to do with psychic gifts, but they come along with it, all right, because your heart is your magic, all right? Your heart is how, don't touch me.
I have heart. Here.
Okay, thank you. Your heart is where all the magic comes from, because Yeah, it's why children come up to you, strange children come up to you, and you know they want you to hug you and hold you. Why animals are drawn to you? Why I don't know. Are you into plants?
Not so much.
Okay. Because what I'm hearing is that you need to open that up, because you have the ability to talk to plants, all right, and
okay.
to talk to elemental, but because that's from the past, that is where you took all your magic from your heart. And you put it into formulas of herbs and plants. And the herbs and plants, anybody, if one person did the same formula right next to you and put exactly the same ingredients, your formula would work and theirs wouldn't. Right?
Wow.
And it is because of the energy of the heart. Everything is about the heart. And what you are here to do is teach people kindness on a level that they have forgotten. And kindness is from a non-judgmental, actually being able, and I know this is going to sound weird, and I think that this is what the witch's hat is, it represents, and this is why witches were burned, because they were midwives and healers, and basically they wanted their lands, and that was what the witch hunt was for. And but you have the ability to see the goodness in everyone, and what you are here to do is that literally just by being in their presence, all right, you transfer the energy from your heart to their heart, all right? And for a moment, and whatever it is that you say to them or encouragement, for a moment they feel better about themselves. And a lot of times they will misinterpret and think that you made them feel better. And your journey is to help them understand that, no, what I'm doing is that I'm awakening you to falling in mm-hmm. love with yourself. And that's your journey in this life. And that's why you said that you're extremely caring. Now, pets are about the most unconditional existence that we have in this life experience. And so that is the tool that you use as an example for other human beings in valuing all life,
mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. your core existence. Now let's get down to the foundation. Honey, you've been burned so many times, your hands should be hot.
Yeah.
I am not kidding you. I don't know if you carry a high body temperature in this life, but you should, because you. I don't know why you chose this, but I'm seeing some pretty gruesome experiences, and it's all about mm-hmm. fire. All right, now, why you chose this is because fire is a brutal way, the most visually and auditory way to another human being to watch someone die in agony. And this is what you chose in order to open people who witnessed it to open their hearts and realize that they have just put another human being in agony. And, you know, you can shoot, you can cut, I mean, strangle, and there's nothing like it. There's no difference. And so what you were trying to do through fire was to purge the hate from the participants, and you did do that many times. Many times that this particular situation happened with you, that witnesses were, it's 11:11 on my clock. That's a door opening out to a new dimension. So what I'm saying mm-hmm. is an awakening. That so many people that participated in your past life burning were so appalled at the viciousness of what they had done that you changed them. And they changed, their hate turned to forgiveness and sadness and compassion, and changed their ways and literally stopped the persecution because of this. And your soul was so full of strength and kindness that chose to do this many times. And so basically, your soul was very responsible for that kind of archaic punishment to stop, and the witch hunts stopped because you chose to do it again and again and again. So I don't know if you have a thing about fire, if you're very afraid of it, or you're very cautious of it, or you don't like looking at it, but it's very pronounced in your... And see, the interesting thing about it is that when I tap into the energy of fire, I don't get being terrified. I get something the exact opposite. It's like, I did this for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm cautious of fire, but they don't scare me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm cautious of fire, but it doesn't scare me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like you walk around it with a healthy respect. And
mm-hmm.
it's because you knew when you came in, of course, you know, when the veil drops, we don't remember that. But your soul wrote that particular soul path particularly in order to open people's hearts. And then finally you said, you know, I've been on this hot seat for long enough. And and you also, you know, we outgrew. I think the last incarnation that you had, you definitely went through the witch hunt period and the Inquisition. And but I in your last life, I believe that it was probably the late 1800s, maybe, and it was the last of it. I mean, the very it feels like backwards Europe, you know, where they still, you know, buried people with stakes in their heart so the vampire wouldn't rise. You know, that kind
of... Oh, then you better be hiding when I go for Halloween, because that's what I am.
Right. And so, you know, basically what your mission in this life is about the heart. Everything is about now the animals. It's because of their unconditional loving and heart. And you use animals as an example. There was also many times where you had lives where you were, and they're showing me, I've mentioned this before, that I'm a real Hobbit fan, aficionado.
Some of my, I love Orlando Bloom. That's what I love about the Hobbit.
There's a wizard called Radishet, and he's an elemental wizard who only his life is surrounded by animals and the woods. He doesn't, you know, relate to humans. Many times during this process, all your beloved animals were burned with you. So and those animals have stayed with you from lifetime to lifetime.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I'm petrified. Whoops, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I do know I'm petrified of getting tuberculosis.
What was that now?
I'm scared of getting tuberculosis.
That could have something to do with, because before you succumb from the fire, your lungs collapse from the smoke.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, basically you choked to death from the smoke. And so, so that's, if you're talking about any fear that you probably carry of inference, that would be it. And you want to work on that, because you certainly didn't come in here to have remnants of the sacrifice that you so lovingly made to awaken humanity to how vicious they could be about something
barbaric.
That they did, because you
barbaric.
Were an amazing healer. Now, you were an alchemist. I mean, there was no question about it. But what made you an alchemist is the love that you put into the formulas. And like I said, if someone else could do the same thing and it was like, and you hand them the same bottle and a miracle happened.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that. I want to, you know, if you're done, Susan, because we don't have a whole lot of time, I want to move to the next caller, because, Candy, you get messages from me all the time.
I just want to say one thing, and that you now moving into the metaphysical is probably where you're the most comfortable, but you're going to move much, much more into the healing stages as you get closer, healing, holistic energies as you move closer to 60.
Okay. Wow. That's fabulous.
You're going to live
to
be a real woman, so forget about that TV.
Oh, God.
That is great. I mean, that's what she needed to hear today also. And you know what?
Yeah.
Didn't we just talk? She does holistic. I mean, she does like you. She's a holist. She's always getting natural stuff. So, Candy, maybe you ought to put that to. Remember what I said this morning about, it's really crazy, and I don't know why. And Susan said you're like her little button or whatever she told you at the beginning. Remember I told you this morning that I saw you doing like a green shake and green something, and that might start, you know, your healing and you really, you know, starting to feel better? That's the same thing I told Susan. So isn't that weird that I both, remember she
that's
said
weird.
You have the same kind of, so, you know, that's all holistic, honey, and, you know, with all that. And you do have an elemental garden outside because you have elementals
out
there.
Yes, I do. Yes,
so,
I do. I have elementals, my kitty cats watch the elementals out there. they like protect the elemental, so whatever can't come in to hurt them.
When you talk about elementals, what was the last part of it?
My cats, they go outside and they patrol and watch the elementals so they something can't come in to hurt them.
Oh, he's guarding?
Mm-hmm. My kitty cats, my live kitty cats.
Her kitty cats are guarding her elemental garden because she has one. She says she doesn't garden or have plants, but she really has, like, where the elementals are. She could really start a garden out there much better, but, you know, it might be something you're going to do, Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also what I'm also feeling is that you need to awaken a relationship that you have carried from lifetime to lifetime, and that is with the fairies and gnomes that live in mm-hmm. your area, because
yeah, they're right up.
Yeah, they really want to play with you, and mm-hmm. if and whatever you've got in your garden or what you're going to do in there, they're going to tend to it and pollinate it and everything. But they want you to see them again. Because you had a very close relationship with them for many, many lifetimes. And for some reason, this one, you said, I got enough on my plate. Thanks, you know?
Well, that's like last summer. The electric company came through, and they were cutting. They butchered my tree. And I actually was sitting here and heard it crying.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, it
was just wailing because of what they were doing to it. They actually cut out the whole middle of my tree. They just, like, butchered my tree. I could hear my tree crying.
Yeah, well,
Start going out there more, Candy, because if you're going to play with the elementals that you have in the yard and bring more in, you've got to get out.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Candy. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
And Candy,
thank
I want
you,
everybody.
It's wonderful to speak with you. Bonnie talks about you all the time, about how wonderful you are and how helpful you are.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, without Candy, my chat doesn't run as well as it does. So everyone in chat, please thank Candy. She does it out of the bottom and or the top of her heart, where she, you know, she just decides that she is going to help in chat. And I love that because she's most wanted and needed. So thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Go talk to some fairies.
Yeah, and wait, I am Tinkerbell, and you talk to me all the time. So 916, you are on with Susan and me. Of course, nobody wants me, but okay, go ahead. Hello.
Well, I do. I do, Bonnie. Yeah, this is Nancy. Hello.
Aw, thank you, Nancy. I love that. Thank you, sweetheart. Just for that, you have both of us. So, okay.
Hello,
Susan. Do you have a bump of the night story?
Well, I have many bump of the night stories. Actually, it's more interdimensional dreams that I had, but I'm wondering if I could more or less get an Akashic record reading, but I don't think there's much time for that, is there?
Susan, do you mind staying over just a bit? I won't talk if you want to give her the Akashic records, or would you prefer her to call back next week?
Well, it's up to you, honey. What it is that you want to do. If you want to, we've only had about
6 minutes.
And I really want to do it well for you, you know.
Nancy, can you
call back next week? You'd be the first caller.
Yeah, you'd be the first caller, and I will take you.
Would you want to bump in the night stories with us, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, actually, the time... when you're just about drifting off to sleep, I had many experiences during that time. And one time I met an angelic, I would consider it an angelic figure, you know, a kind of glowing gold and iridescent lights. And I believe it was a female figure, and I was talking telepathically with this figure.
Ooh.
And she was giving me messages about actually to tell my mother that her mother was you know, really in her heart and telling her that she really loved her, because my mother always had problems with her mother. And I kind of told my mother later what happened, and she was always afraid of these experiences. She had nothing to do with this kind of stuff. But about a week later, she had kind of a similar experience. So I think it was preparing her for what she was going to be told.
Wow. And so she wouldn't be afraid of it. So there's your bump. I love these bump in the night stories, Nancy, because some people think bump in the night stories are only about, like, oh, you want to scream and run. But bump in the night stories are about wonderful, wonderful spirit and angels and things that just touch you in the night. So I love that. That's a beautiful story. Do you have a question? Because I feel like there's a question you want. Like, we have 4 minutes, and we will love to take a question, and you will still be taken first next week.
Oh, thank you. It was just basically I'm retired now and kind of ready to start over again. And any you know, maybe words of advice or, you know, what I should be getting into, because I'm raring to go, you know, into metaphysics and, you know, into ancient.
What do you love?
That's what I was going to say. Well, be careful what you wish for, because
what do you love? I mean, what do you love doing?
Actually researching anything ancient civilizations and ancient mysteries. And also, I love,
you know,
metaphysics.
What?
I love, yeah.
Wait, ancient mystery schools, they say they don't exist anymore, and I've been looking for them. So you do the research and let me know. I'll go with you to the ancient mystery school, because I don't think there's anybody teaching that. But
do you like to teach?
To teach?
Yeah, do you like to teach? I mean, do you like to share your information?
I think I'm getting to that point where I would like to get like-minded people, meet them, and share it with them.
Well, here's what I heard, is that I used to belong to an organization called the Knowledge Shop when I was in Orlando, Florida. And I used to teach workshops there about, spiritual mysteries. And people are fascinated with that. And maybe since you're so interested in research, start putting together, like, on the research as though you were going to have a workshop. And, what you would do and outline it and, questions that you would give them to ask and everything. And start doing that and get, like, several subject matters in the forms of workshops, and then ask the universe to bring to you the facilities for you to do them, either at, you know, Unity or like-minded groups or metaphysical bookstores or something like that. But because I have your information ready first, okay?
Yeah.
Just work on it like, you know, I'm doing all this research because I'm going to do a workshop on this. And because I see you standing in front of people telling them this information, and keep it. I like the word mysteries.
Yeah.
The mysteries of blah, 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 or the mysteries of mysticism, or the mysteries of like that.
I only have 90 seconds, Susan, so okay, I just want to tell you that, because I got the last 90 seconds here, I so see what Susan is seeing, and I feel that it's really weird, because what I'm getting is you already have the tools. Stop looking for tools, which means research is where you're at. So start reading, which you love, and digging into things. Stop looking for tools. You already have them, is what I'm hearing. So I will take you first next Monday, Nancy, and we will talk to you then, okay? You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Nancy.
Talk to you Monday. Oh, Susan, we only have 43 seconds left, so I just want to thank you, of course. I want to tell everybody to go to SZRich, whitewings.com, SZR,
or Google me, Susan Z. Rich, and I think I have almost a whole page up now, and it'll take you to my my website.
And I would like to tell you, tomorrow's guest is William Stillman. He is a major psychic medium on. He just did a stint on TV, Char Vision. So please be here and get in line because he's really good, and you will hear about William Stillman tomorrow. So, hey, everyone, I'm Bonnie Albers at Bonnie Albers On Air, and it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. See you next
Bye, Susan. I'll Skype you.